Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody.
From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he killed.
Thank you for joining us here again at the Ready Church Contending for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Ready Church YouTube. From YouTube, and we have several sites, the Ready Church YouTube, ReadyChurchOfficeLive.org, ReadyChurchWordPress.com, and ReadyChurchWebs.com. And as I stated last week, our aim is still the same, and that's to keep God's people alert and ready because Jesus is soon to come. Can't you see the signs all around about us? Jesus is soon to come. And what we are doing here at the Ready Church is we're going to expose false prophets, false leaders, teachers, gospel singers. I mean, there's so much going on around about us in this world today. Churches have changed so much, but we know that Jesus is soon to come. And on our webpage, we also have several videos that shows the churches deliberately bringing the secular music and dances into the house of God, often the altar of Baal. He said, get the strangers out. And that is what we're here to do, is to expose the enemy, because we know that there are so many people that wants to hear truth in this last hour. So we will be here at the Ready Church Contending for the Faith broadcast every week. So please join us. Also, today I have with me a special guest today, And that is Mrs. Green. She's a youth minister, and we're having her to come and talk to you today about what's going on in the church, the state of the church. I mean, the church is in a terrible state, can't you see? So much has changed. You know, preachers are no longer preaching the same. They're no longer preaching truth. He told us to contend for the faith that was once given to the saints, to the church. So we got to continue. So today we have Mrs. Green. Are you there?
Hello. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. I hear you.
Okay.
We want to talk about the state of the church today.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm worried. I'm a youth leader here in Virginia Beach, Virginia is where I am. And I wanted to know about the youth. How are we influencing our youth? What is the church of tomorrow going to be if we have pastors like the pastor you had on your web page that was doing Parliament and the Funkadelics on New Year's Eve? How is our church for tomorrow supposed to be able to stand if the children and the young people don't know what a real ministry is supposed to be like? If nobody is telling them about the Holy Ghost and nobody is telling them how you're supposed to respect the house of God, we got to be able to get to these children and young people and show them the way. And I'm saying that to everybody, all these saints out here, you got to be able to open your mouth and tell these young people that this stuff is not right that's going on in the church.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I mean, I was really shocked. Someone sent me video from there, and, I mean, they were doing a flashlight. I mean, we know that those were the Parliaments and the fucking Dallas, and those people were smoking dope. And, I mean, and now the church has picked it up? What's going on?
They don't have any respect for the church. But in Jude, it tells us that there's going to be mockers in the last day. In last times, there's going to be people who mock. And they walk after their own ungodly flesh. So you know the young people today, they never heard of the Parliament. and the songs was basically something probably the preacher and his elders or whatever, they wanted to do that for the longest time. I believe he said that that's something he been wanting to do for a long time. So he's passed the stuff on after his own lust. And it's really affecting our youth because they think it's okay to get up and dance in the church and disrespect God's altar, his sacred places. They just think it's okay to do that.
Yeah, they're getting this stuff off the altar of Baal, and God is not going to have it. He don't have to have it. He will not have it. We've got to get it together here. You know, he told us to cry loud and spare not and lift up our voices. No one is crying out against this stuff. It's sin. He said, shall we continue in sin? Say no.
Right. So I'm wondering, where are the real saints at? Can somebody else call in that's a real saint, that just their youth program? I'm hearing so much about youth programs around this country that's doing mime dancing and dancing on the altar, and there's nothing that reminds you about Jesus. They're not talking about Jesus. They're not talking about the blood. And I know it takes the blood to keep you. And and if they don't know about this, where is our church going to be tomorrow? Is there going to be able to be? I know God said that there's going to be some left, and he's not he's not lying what he said. I know there will be some left, but can't we let our kids know that this is not right? If you want to go to the club, go to the club. But if you want to be saved, a lot of these people need to be saved. These killings that's going on in these schools and everything, everybody's shooting. They hearing things from the preachers, and this is a bad influence on these children. And I just think not only the children, the young people, they just not having the Holy Ghost, and it's not they're not being kept. And I know God is a keeper. He's able to keep us from falling. But we got to show the young people how to keep from falling, how to be saved for real. We got to stop playing in the church.
That's true. I mean,
they said, and so my heart goes out to the young people today, and I just want anybody that's listening to know that, no, it's not right for you to dance in the church. No, it's not right for you to listen to secular music in the church. Holy hip-hop, holy and hip-hop does not go together. Hip-hop is a religion in itself, and it should not be in the church. I don't care how many times they say the name of Jesus, it should not be in the church. It does not go hand in hand. They are opposites. That's of the Antichrist, and we don't want to, you know, do that in our church. We need to hear the word. We want to draw young people. But if the word don't draw them, then we need to leave them where they are, because it's God's word that's supposed to draw them, not us, not doing the funkadelics and flashlight and everything else that people do it in. We're not supposed to do that.
That's right. Well, the word of God, so how can you hear without a preacher? If the preacher's not preaching it, though, you know?
Right.
Preacher's got
right,
to preach too.
Right, as a youth minister, just because you can sing does not mean you can be a youth minister. Just because you can talk eloquently does not mean you can be a youth preacher or a youth leader. You be able to lead by example a Christian lifestyle, and I mean a real Christian lifestyle. You know, they shouldn't see you doing anything that's not ungodly. But, you know, a lot of these youth leaders, it's sad to say, are doing things and saying, doing one thing and saying something else. And God forbid that we teach our young people this in the house of God.
That's true. You know, and today you don't hear anything about revivals. These kids won't even know anything about a revival. A revival? No, I mean,
yeah.
Now they just have everything as a conference, this and conference, that, and you got to pay for this and pay for that. And then they leave out in the same way, if not worse, than when they came. I think I just heard somebody sent me something talking about a ugly Christmas sweater contest or something down in South Carolina or something. You hear about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had in South Carolina, I think the church was called The Well. I'm not holding back no names, but they had a ugly sweater, Christmas sweater contest. What do that have to do with Jesus? And they was doing a fashion show. It does not have anything to do with our Lord and Savior, nothing at all, just a gimmick to get people to come to church. We don't need gimmicks. We got God's word.
That's
and
right.
If you got gimmicks going on, you know that God is not there. So I'm just saying some of these people need to learn how to run from these ministries that's not teaching godliness.
That's right. That's right. Well, everything now seems to be with the church is entertainment, and then we got this prosperity everywhere, you know? I mean, what's going
yeah.
on?
Because I wouldn't be able to afford to go to most of these churches, and they got the $200 line, the $100 line. If I don't have the money, where's my line at? What you telling me, I got to leave the church because I don't have the money? No, God didn't charge us for the word. The word was free. Yes, you're supposed to give if you have it available, but, you know, it's a difference between just wanting money and wanting to save souls. And
that's
what we in this business for, is saving souls and bringing them to Christ.
That's true. But we're not hearing anybody say anything about salvation today, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, T.D. Jakes way back when, talking about get ready, get ready, get ready. Nobody asked, what, get ready for what? Well, we can see what we were getting ready for now, right? This new world order changes in the church of God because these people done took money from these places, you know, and now you got to shut up and pay up. So now
mm-hmm.
you can no longer preach truth. You got to give these people what they want. And the people,
right.
you know, they bring it into the same thing that you got in the street. I mean, so where's the difference at? You know,
there's no difference. That's why people not being delivered. That's why these young people's minds are so messed up. They're not being delivered. I remember when I was young and I wasn't saved, but you had respect for the church. You didn't walk by the church cursing. You didn't go in the church playing on the altar. You didn't dance. You didn't do all these things they're doing now. Now they're able to dance. They're able to play games. And they're able to do whatever comes to their mind in the house of God. You just didn't do that back. I wouldn't even say in the 80s, early 80s, you couldn't do that. Because it would be a mother that would sit you down. Or you
right.
just knew you had respect, but we're not respecting God, so they're not learning respect, so they're not respecting his house. And I'm sure God is not pleased with that.
I'm quite sure he's not. Bishop Jakes also said something about repositioning yourself. Well, if we were in Christ like we were supposed to be, we said we were saved, then we was already in position. So what are we repositioning? That means we are going back to where God brought us from, and we're not to go back. If he's delivered you, if he's saved you, if he set you free from, or he brought you out of any addiction, it's not to go back.
Right.
You know? Well, what are we
right.
repositioning ourselves? What are we crossing over to? What, I mean, if we was already on the right side, there's only two. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. So where are we crossing over to? Where are we going back to? What are we going back for? They said oldies but goodies.
Hmm.
You know? I mean, what are we doing as the body of Christ? I mean, what's going on with the house of God? And then what's going on with all these leaders looking like the Pope? What's going on? That's a part of the New World Order as well. You know,
mm-hmm.
this is a pyramid. You know?
Right. Right.
It's
taking
saying,
on Catholic.
You know,
every church is taking on, I see now the church is taking on the Catholic ministry, and we know that a lot of these ministries that the Catholics have come up with, they kind of go into whatever area they're in. If they're in Africa, they're going to take up the African gods and make it okay. They're going to incorporate it some kind of way into their ministry. We don't believe in that. It's only one God we believe.
Right.
And if you're not serving that God that, you know, we serve, you're not serving the right God. There's no idol gods. You can't bring in no other gods and coexist. That's what a lot of Catholic ministries do. They just, wherever they are, they coexist with the other ministry. Whatever is going on, you know, you could be a witch doctor or whatever, they go, you know, they incorporate that because that's okay with them. But that's not what we're doing, and we can't be a part of that.
That's true. That's true. You know, it's about universalism, you know, and even Carlton Pierce, you know, was trying to kind of like paving the way for what was getting ready to take place as well with this inclusion stuff because, you know, Bishop Jakes and all the rest of them was, you know, talking against Carlton Pierce, you know, saying about this inclusion stuff. But Carlton said, hey, they just like me. And we can look around today and see, yes, they were just like him. Everything is included. You know?
It's all coexist. That's where you see everywhere. No, we cannot coexist. The Lord told us to come out and be separate. We cannot coexist. Yes, I have to love you because you are mankind and I love you, but I'm not going to coexist with your religion. Because it don't work together. Anything that's against God is against me. So that right there is not going to work.
That's right. I mean, the word of God says, you know, we have to love the sinner, but not to love the sin.
Right.
You know, we love sinners. You know, we were sinners.
Right.
You know? So,
right.
I mean, but he told us to come out from amongst them and be separate, saith the Lord. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't bring the world into the house of God. They hip-hopping and they bebopping and they crumping and got their hands between the legs and lifting up your hands. And you, I mean, like you're at a club somewhere. What in the world?
And then,
you know,
again, in the church, when look back when Michael Jackson died, they act like we had lost somebody, you know, that was really, really big to the church. And Michael Jackson never was part of the church. Never.
Right.
And the people cried out in the large ministries, black ministries. I noticed just like, you know, he was one of their loved ones. No, he was not a part of God's kingdom. And you got to know, you know, why are you crying for this man?
They sing his music.
You know, I felt sorry for him dying, but, you know, everybody got to die, and you got to answer for what you're doing. He was not a part, and we shouldn't have no business doing anything that he did when he was here on this earth, singing his songs or doing any kind of – I see people do his dances in his in God's house, you know, and it's perverted dancing. And, you know, he even tried to say in his last days, he was trying to call out some of the people that produced him and stuff. And he called some of them devils. If he called them devils, you know, why are we following these people?
That's right. That's right. And then we got Joel Osteen. He talking about living your best life now. You know, and then whatever follows the I am will come following you.
Mm. You supposed to follow that
I am.
Yes. Mm.
You know, it's a God.
And then I wanted to speak about another thing I wanted to speak about was all these different Bibles coming out now. And
people is
using a different version. What version you got? What version you got? It's a different version of a Bible coming out every few years or something. Everybody got a different version of the Bible. I use my King James myself. I don't know what you feel about it, but I think that these different versions of the Bible are not correct, and if you take them and compare them to your King James, you're going to find that the word is twisted, and that's what the devil come to do, to deceive you. And a lot of these people is reading these Bibles and thinking what they're reading is correct, and it's not. But if they're new to the ministry, they don't know. So we as a body of Christ got to let them know that's not right. We got to know our word so we can correct these people.
That's true. And then, you know, Bishop Jayden has a Bible. I mean, this reminds me of Satan, you know, Lucifer, when he was in heaven. You know, I mean, it wasn't enough that he already had a job of his own. You know, he wanted to take over. And look at this. Now he's got his own Bible, you know, to take people's mind away from the true and living God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to stick to the word of God. He said everything is going down but the word of God. We got to stick with what God says, not what man says. It's not about man's power. It's about God's power.
Right.
He made man. You know, they were going off. I mean, he had these big conferences, man power, this woman dollar loose. Now you look around, everybody loose. They so loose to you doing in and everything in God's house, and he's not pleased. He told us to contend for the faith. We got to contend for the faith. We got to stick with the word of God. You know, he said if you come with any other thing, you know, any other gospel, let it be a curse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to stick with the word of God. Nothing else would do. We can't, no substitute. Then it got, you know, it's many roads, many ways to God. No, it's not. Jesus, I am the way. There's no other way. You know, he said, if you come in the other way, you're a thief and a robber.
Right.
You come in at the door. The door is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the door. You know, I mean, it's so much stuff to address because, you know, it just bothers you when you see, you know, how much the church have changed and they're twisting and turning people away. And the word of God told us to watch and to pray and to stay alert because he knew these times were coming. He said a seducer spirit, a seducer was coming to seduce you. I mean, it's a person. It said, who has bewitched you? Who? That means there's a person that has bewitched you, have changed your thinking. You know, it's just like, you know, when the serpent went to Adam and Eve, you know, to change their belief system. That's what's going on. I mean, this stuff was not going on years ago. Then if it's new, it's new age, but it's the same old devil with the same old tricks. He got many methods.
Right.
That's why God told us to watch and to pray and stay alert, but the church have went to sleep. And it's time to wake up before it's too late.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We got to wake up.
We got to wake up.
I mean, you got all sorts of stuff going on.
And the things that's going on with our youth is getting worse and worse because they're only being exposed to dark things now. You look on the TV, in the movies, it used to be around Halloween time you would see the scary stuff coming out, but now everything is dark on TV. The cartoons are dark. They are gothic. And the kids' TV shows is about witchcraft. You know, the devil is not playing right now. He's playing for keeps. And your children are at risk with these preachers that's not giving them the word. They need the word to keep them. They got to go to school and worry about somebody shooting them. And they can't pray and ask God to keep them. You need to teach these children how to cover themselves under the blood and how to ask, you know, God for discernment with their friends and things like that. But the church has gotten away from that. We got to look to the church of tomorrow. We got to look to the body of Christ of tomorrow because we're going to need these young people to be able to stand. Somebody got to be able to stand. So that's just what I'm concerned about today. Not only is it the grown folks, especially the young people that we need to have getting the real word and to know who is the fake pastors out here and the ones that's not coming to give the real word, but they come to get your money, you need to be on guard. And we need to step up as Christians. So that's what I wanted to say most of all.
That's true. Well, you know, people said trick or treat. you know, once a year, but with the devil, it's trick-or-treat every day. He come to kill, mm-hmm. steal, and to destroy people's lives,
mm-hmm.
you know? So
yeah.
We're going to take a break right now and come back to you.
All right. Thank you.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel justified to do your thing on the side. Still saying amen. Don't you be deceived.
Song said, don't be deceived. We're back. We don't want you to be deceived in this last hour. We here at the Ready Church Contending for the Faith radio broadcast, we will be exposing everything that we see that's not like God. We got a lot to talk about. We got the Baby Doll Conference, and we got the UBU, and it's just so much stuff that we will be talking about. Billy Graham and Yolanda Adams, and it's a lot we're going to be talking about in this sisterhood, this reality show. It's a lot we're going to be talking about. So please call us, and you will be able to call us here at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. Ms. Green, are you still there? Ms. Green, are you still there? Caller, you may call at 818-691-7304. We say get the strangers out of the sanctuary. God wants us to expose this stuff. He said rebuke, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to expose everything that we see that's not like God. We here at the Contending for the Faith broadcast. You may call us here at 818-691-7304. We got to get ready because Jesus is soon to come, and he's coming back for a ready church. Will you be ready? You can call us at 818-691-7304. We will also be having other guests from around the world to come and speak to you each week. So please call us here at 818-691-7304. He said, cry loud and spare not, and lift up our voices like a trumpet. Are you a trumpeter tonight? If not, get on board and be a trumpeter tonight and cry loud and spare not, and lift up your voice in this last hour like a trumpet, because Jesus is soon to come, and we want to be ready when he comes. Caller, are you still there, Ms. Green? Ms. Green,
hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Ms. Green, you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can barely hear you. But you're there. Mm. Go ahead.
I'm here.
Hello?
I think we're having problems with my phone here. But I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Okay, yes.
All right.
We're back, Ms. Green.
Okay.
In the last
I want to
Ms.
speak. I'm
in the
sorry.
Last words, Ms. Green. Ms. Green.
My last words is, just because a person say they're saved, don't believe it unless you see it. A saved person gonna live saved all the time. They not gonna have slip ups. I heard a song on the radio was saying I'ma stay saved. I don't know who sang this song, but it was little bitty things that he had to tell yourself he was going to stay saved about. If you got to tell yourself you're going to stay saved and not curse nobody out today, and you got a problem with your salvation, because you shouldn't have to.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. And God, we pray for the hearers on tonight that you would just deal with their hearts in this last hour, and that we would cry out in this last hour against sin, oh God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you will minister to them like only you can do in this last hour, and that we will stand for righteousness, for holiness. You said, holiness without, no man shall see you. And we give your name the glory and the praise, because you are the only true and living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Ready, church. You can hang up, Miss Gray.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless
you.
Finished.
Thank you.